Chapter 1.3 Section Summary.
The Vikings were a seafaring people from Scandinavia. They built sturdy ships that allowed them to sail rough seas more safely than other Europeans. Starting in the AD 700s, the Vikings began raiding the British Isles and Northern Europe. Viking leader Leif Erikson became the first European to establish a colony or settlement in North America. The Viking raids occurred during the early years of the Middle Ages, a period in Europe that lasted from the late AD 400s to about 1350. During the Middle Ages, there was much social disorder, partly because of invasions by Germanic, Slav, and Hun peoples. In reaction to this unrest, a new political system called feudalism developed. Under feudalism, people promised loyalty to a noble in return for protection. Rulers and nobles lived on manors or large estates. Noblemen and knights, who were armed soldiers, spent much of their time fighting in battles and managing their lands. Noble women supervised servants, raised children, and organized religious life on manors. Peasants worked the nobles' land and cared for farm animals. Life was very hard for peasants, including the children. During the Middle Ages, most Europeans were Christians. The Catholic Church was the center of religious and social life on manors. Monasteries were also important during this period. Monasteries were religious communities where men called monks devoted their lives to practicing Christianity. Religious women called nuns lived in convents. Convents offered women the rare opportunity to gain an education, write, and create works of art. During the mid to late Middle Ages, European monarchs began to expand their kingdoms and gain more power. In 1215, nobles in England rebelled against King John, forcing him to sign the Magna Carta, or the Great Charter. This document stated that the king could not raise taxes without the nobles' permission. It also said that even the king must obey the law. Also during the late Middle Ages, local and long-distance trade began to increase across Europe. Changes in farming provided more food and allowed the population to grow. New farming methods included plowing with horses instead of oxen, improving soil fertilization, and rotating crops. With more food and greater trade, cities grew as the Middle Ages drew to a close.